Hello, Beauty News family. Hello. Welcome to Beauty News.
Yes.
This is the 31st of January edition.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nearly Feb.
1 month down. How's that feel for you?
Scary.
It is a bit scary, isn't it? Okay, so today we're going to be talking about beauty news, new release of beauty products and updates of things that we've talked about in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But we do need to update one thing.
Yes.
Before we get into it. So last week we did our charity live feeds.
We did.
Live chat to help raise funds to support a couple of charities during the Australian bushfire disaster, mm-hmm. essentially. Now, on Facebook, we were supporting Warriors for Wildlife, and you guys raised...
Crazy.
$10,215.
Wow.
For the animals. That's heaps.
Well done, guys.
That's so good.
That's so good.
Thank you so much, guys.
I'm so proud. Like, I feel like, you know, this is where it
shows... I feel like your mum, and I'm like, I'm so proud of my baby.
Just want to give you a hug.
I know.
But it does show how, like, you know... With a good community,
absolutely,
you know, just pitching in, you can make a big difference. So massive thank you so
difference.
Much.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Now over on GoFundMe, we had the CFA, which is the Country Fire Authority. So that's like the rural fire authority for Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Now we had a $5,000 goal on that Australian.
Yeah,
and we didn't quite hit the mark until.
Yeah, we had an anonymous donation of, was it $900 or $800?
$900.
Crazy.
Now, you know who you are and we know who you are.
Yeah, thank you. I'm sure you were like, they haven't hit their goal. I'm gonna take one for the team, and boy, did you take one for the team. So thank you so much. We had, throughout the whole thing, we had... You know, some really generous donations too.
Yep.
So, we want to thank you all because over $15,000 is fantastic.
Yes.
And we're helping, like, animals, which is fantastic.
Yes.
And also
the
firefighters.
Doing the hard work.
Yeah. So you guys are good job.
So thank you so much, guys, to everyone who donated. Whether you donated big or small, in the end, you made $15,000 worth of difference. And that is... $15,000 that didn't exist for these charities prior
mm-hmm.
to you guys doing the hard work, essentially.
Yeah.
So
smashed it.
You're amazing. You did a beautiful deed, and I hope beautiful things come your way.
You can all feel warm and fuzzy inside.
You absolutely
and you've
can.
Carved out some good karma for 2020. So
you
well done.
Have indeed.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, let's get into a couple of updates.
Yes,
we're going to start with Midas Cosmetics and Smoky Glow.
Mm-hmm.
So we have seen the collaboration collection that they are releasing. There is an eyeshadow palette. This retails for $36. It is an 18 pan palette and it consists of mattes, shimmers, nudes, reds, pinks, oranges. I did see an image of this organized.
Oh, really?
Yes. And look, I didn't hate it. I think I liked it more organized. But
I always like palettes more organized. I don't know why they jumble them.
I don't know. Like, look, in a lot of cases, I think it's probably just like trying to create little color capsule stories. But I so much more prefer seeing a palette like perfectly organized mm-hmm. in like color gradient. That's my preference
it's
of
my
how
preference
I like
as
to
well.
Use makeup. But I know a lot of people are very interested in this palette. So, you know, we're not poo-pooing it. We just like it better organized. That's
all. If you do like your nudes with some distinct pops of pink,
mm-hmm.
this is a palette that you're going to dig.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be for everyone.
No.
No.
Then we have a gloss trio. This is $25. So it looks like there is a red and then two shimmery shades.
Yeah. So High Friends looks like a sort of bright corally red. Sparkle On looks like a champagne sparkly topper type product.
Yep.
And then Never Dull looks more of a nude, with an iridescence. So that would be the one that I'd go for.
Yes.
The nude with the iridescence. But that trio costs $25.
Yeah.
And then there's a highlighter duo for $21. And this has a pink and a champagne. So there we go. So very pink, sort of heavy. Or you can buy the PR box set for $75 and it has everything in it. So they did have a pre-order. It's already been up. So if you wanted it, you can pre-order it now, unless it's sold out. And then there's a release date of 14th of February. So that is the update on that one. Another one that's quite a pink heavy collection. Mm. Natasha Denona has released, or have they released it yet?
Yes. By the time you're watching this, yeah, it should be out.
Yes, yes. So this is their limited edition Valentine's Day collection. We had talked about their cheek palette before. So we'll talk about that first, but there is more to it. So it is the Love Glow cheek palette. It's got two creams. It's got a diamond powder, which is a pink, and then a glow impact powder, which is a gold. So it's a four pan cheek palette. And the good, like, it's interesting. The more I see it, look, I like it, but I'm on the fence about it because I like the two cream colours, but I want them in powders.
Well, I quite like that image you've got there.
Yeah.
And then I saw it in this image and I went, nope. Yeah. Now, it makes sense that it's very pink now that I know exactly what the collection is all about.
Yeah.
So this is one that I would want to see in person before I commit to it, but I'm leaning mostly on the side of no.
Just because we personally don't like pink blushes.
Correct.
It's a personal thing.
A personal preference. Yeah. I've got heaps of them as well.
Yeah.
So it's kind of one of those things where I'm like,
I don't need.
This isn't the one for me, but I love that she's still doing these palettes because I do own one and I enjoy the formula. I just got to wait for a color story that's
inspired. Me. Yeah. But along with that, there is the limited edition Love eyeshadow palette. Mm. So this is similar sort of setup as the sunrise. I don't know if this is a midi size pan or a full size pan.
Not sure.
We don't have those details yet, except that I think the price point implies that it's a midi.
Mm.
So midi meaning the medium size pans that she can release. There's large pans, there's the midi pans that were in like the Metropolis, or you can get the mini pans, which are in their sort of five pan mini palettes. I would say this is a midi just because of the price point. So the price of this is $65 US, and again, it is already available at Sephora and Beautylish at natashadenona.com. They're coming in stores from February 6th. So there we go. But this palette, a lot of people were thinking that you would piddle your pants over this.
Yes.
And on paper, it looks like it should be a Hailey favorite.
Yes. But I need to see it in person.
Yeah.
Because
it looks very pink and you're not pink.
It looks really pink. But then I've seen swatches and it looks like the pinks are pinks that would interest me.
Like corally.
Yeah, and just interesting and different enough. But I won't know until I see this stuff in person.
Yeah.
I've become really like picky with that sort of stuff. So, but look, I understand why people think I might like it because I think I might like it too.
Yeah. I also think that this is a sort of smart move because you do have the warm, ready, pinky tones.
Correct, yeah.
But then you have the cool tone purples that can either create a completely different look or balance a look out, or, you know, you've got a lot of variety here, which I've discovered is quite rare for Natasha Denona palettes. I do like their palettes, but they are quite repetitive.
Yeah.
So I do like that you have that, that warm chunk and then the cool chunk. You can use them separately or together, and a mixture of finishes. And then lastly, and this is just something that I'm probably most excited about, which is very strange. They've got limited edition Lip Euphoria lip balms. So these are the
gorgeous.
Three. Yeah, there's three lip balms here. So there's a nude, a mauve, and a duochrome coral.
Yes.
So these will be $26 US each. And once again, releasing online already or from the 6th in store. And So what I like about this is, besides the fact that I'm sort of into lip balms these days, they do say that it is an extra pampering lip balm to soothe, refresh, and reawake chapped and dry lips. Often lip glosses, they just give you a nice look, but they don't actually hydrate the lips.
Yeah.
So the fact that this should do that sounds really interesting. So it's enriched with moist and repair actives that promote collagen delivery into the lips and long-term plumping, filling, and hydration.
I hate that they're limited edition because I really want to try them. I like all of the shades.
I love the nude and the mauve.
How do I choose?
Nude and mauve.
Yeah. Okay.
I really like the duochrome coral. I think it's a nice subtle coral colour. And you can see on deeper skin it does shift to gold. Yeah. It's just not, like, it looks cool in the tube. It's just not one I would wear.
You don't need to buy all three.
No, it's not one. But
the nude and the mauve are really pretty.
Even though I'm probably not going to buy them, except for maybe a lip gloss. I think it's a nice collection. And I think the sort of pinky tones suit the theme and also are very wearable for a lot of people. Can I also say that the cheek palette's mauve. $55 US. Yeah, the mauve's beautiful.
The nude.
Yeah, nude and mauve. Nude and mauve.
They're really pretty. Yeah,
they are pretty.
Really like them.
Yeah, so $55 US for the cheek palette, and they're all available online now.
Excellent.
All right, on to new stuff, and we're starting with Anastasia Beverly Hills.
Yes.
So we did see the other week Norvina did a tweet saying that besides a mini Norvina palette, there's going to be an Anastasia palette around Christmas.
Yeah.
But they're not releasing palettes.
I think she said we're living in pink or something.
Yeah, pink series.
Yeah, that's pink right, series. Pink series.
But we've seen the mini Norvina palette. They didn't hold out for this one. They're like, here it is. So when you're watching this, this has already launched, and it is the third mini palette. I actually really like the packaging of this.
Yeah,
it's like a Tiffany blue with like
cherries,
but they've got that foiled.
Yeah,
it looks cool.
Looks great.
I think the color story looks cool in theory. Like, this is very visually appealing. And I've seen a lot of people go, I wouldn't wear these, but I'm somehow drawn to them. And I totally feel you. There's something about it that looks really cool, but at the same time, there's something about it. Like, I look at the photos of her wearing these and I'm like, it's not a look I want to create.
No. I think a lot of people will know that the matte blue and green just totally ruin it for me.
But it's quite repetitive for her releases as well.
It is. And it's like, I think pops of blue and green in a palette is stale. I also don't think these colours actually go well together. Red and pink. Try and blend them together and you've got brown. So unless you're doing like a really like strong cut crease or something like that, or using it as like a lower lash line color or something.
Separating the colors. Yeah.
Like, I don't see it. I wouldn't use it. Otherwise, it's cool. Those duochromes are sick. I really like them, but no, it's not for me.
I think there's elements that are really cool. And once again, I think visually it's something that interests me and I'm like, oh, I will swatch this in store. I want to go have a poke at it. But, yeah, when you take it home, you'd be like, what do I do with this?
Correct. And I also feel like the blue and the green in there, the matte ones,
are the wrong tones.
Yeah, I feel like they looked at the packaging colour. Yes. I feel like they had an idea. They're like cherries story. And we love this colour for the packaging background. But how do we make it? The formula is not good as an eyeshadow. Oh, we'll put in two tones, mix them together. It'll make that shade.
Do you reckon she got this outfit and then was inspired by the outfit?
Yeah, probably.
And then was like, we need to recreate this.
Mate, that is, look.
She's like, probably, I want to wear eyeshadows for my outfit.
You're probably spot on. Are those arms painted on? No, they're not. I thought it was body paint on her arms.
It sort of looks like it, but it's not.
She could very well have been inspired by that outfit.
Yeah. Look, I think you could have done the green and the blue and red thing if you had much different tones of green and blue. But again, this is more about the visual appeal that it creates. And I also think that the most flattering looks that she's created, she's used just one colour story.
Yeah.
Mixing the two looks a bit too much. It looks a bit clownish. And so if you use this as a capsule palette and you're like, okay, I do want to use the blues and greens together and I do want to occasionally use the reds, like, go for it. But I think, yeah, this is cooler in concept than it is in
reality. That's what I think as well. Yeah.
All right, so that's $29 US and it's already launched if you want it.
From Bare Minerals, we have a new bunch of limited edition items. It looks like it's part of a collection called The Beauty of Nature. So we have a Gen Nude eyeshadow palette in Natural Oasis. It's $29 US and it contains 6 shades. It's basically nude with a pop of green.
Yeah. Hmm. And a pop of, like, burnt metallic sort of red colour.
Yeah.
Look, being a green fan, I don't hate this.
Fair.
I think it should have been a slightly different tone of green, but I've been wanting one of those 6-pan Bare Minerals palettes for a long time. We do
love their formula.
Love their formula, but only 2 of the 4 permanent Gen Nude ones have come to Australia, and they're the ones I don't want. So if this comes to Australia, I'm going to swatch the crap out of it, but I also don't need it. It's a problem. It's a struggle. But I kind of like the vibe. I kind of like the vibe. The Glow Balm looks pretty.
It does look pretty. But I wonder if it's actually like a balm, like a lip balm style.
I don't know. It says it's for the lips, cheeks, and eyes. And it has this gorgeous sort of pinky champagne
color. I reckon it's going to be like a gloss style, like a wet,
like a lip gloss
product that never sets down,
probably.
Yucky. Then we have the powder blushes in Call My Blush and That Peach, though.
Pretty colors.
They are pretty. I do like the peach one.
Yeah. And I like that the pink one's slightly mauvey toned.
Yes. Yeah.
But the peach one's up my alley for sure.
And then we have the Lasting Line Eyeliner. Now, I tried to find this online. Couldn't find it. But it's meant to be in a vibrant agave green.
So we've only got it in a sort of like image of all of them. Yeah, it looks like a forest green.
And then we've got Mineralist Hydra Smoothing Lipsticks. These $20 US. And there are heaps of them.
Yeah, and they're not in limited edition packaging. No. So it seems like they've created a limited edition sort of range, but then tacked on a release of lipsticks in a permanent heaps collection. Of them. Yeah, heaps of them.
There's nudes, so many pinks, reds,
berries,
dark brown. So there we go. A new lipstick range from Bare Minerals.
Yeah. All right, here's one for Hayley.
Yeah. I got butterflies when I saw this again because I know it's coming to my house soon. This is the Beautylish Chikuhodo Year of the Rat face brush. So this is a Japanese face brush. It retails for, I know, I feel sick, $125 US. And it launched, when we're filming this, it launched the other day. If you want it, you should hurry up and get it. But it is a face brush with little flowers.
A little mouse and a moon. It's very cute.
Yes. So when I was looking at this, it looks to be about the size of like a medium-sized face brush,
mm-hmm.
bristle-wise. So it should be fairly large. It's not like a highlighting brush, and Chikuhodo is expensive, so I'm not surprised.
But it's for like Lunar New Year.
Yes.
And in context, Hayley is a brush fanatic,
mm-hmm.
and it's also her year.
It's my year.
So Year of the Rat.
And I didn't buy a single other makeup item related to Chinese New Year for my year.
This is the one.
This is the one, yes.
You're going to have until you die.
It's the one to rule them all.
There we go. But bougie.
It is, yes.
All right. Probably one of the things that a lot of people were super excited for on Instagram, Etude House are launching a collaboration with Hershey's for Valentine's Day. I was surprised how many people were keen on this. I was like, yeah, whatever, brown palettes, nude palettes, cool.
But isn't it funny how everyone loves a good brown palette when it's related to them.
Chocolate? Yeah. When you're in the mood, brown palettes are bomb.
Yeah.
But so many people are loving this. It has already launched on the Etude House website, so the Japanese website, and a few people were like, when's it coming elsewhere? It looks like it's releasing 1st of Feb, possibly on the international website. You can get Etude House internationally, and you can get them from their international website and other sources like YesStyle and whatnot, so that you can buy it. People were like, this is made for me, it is amazing. But this pretty much, there's two eyeshadow palettes, and they're mini palettes.
They're itty bitty.
So they're Hershey Play Color Eyes Mini. There's the original one and the Cookies and Cream, and they are super cute. They look like six pan eyeshadow palettes, but they look like six block chocolate bars.
Yeah.
Very, very cute. There's a brown one, which is the original, and the Cookies and Cream is more of a caramel toned one. And they do have one that actually looks like Cookies and Cream.
Yeah.
Like it's like a shimmery, iridescent white sort of color.
We should buy these and eat them in an episode of Makeup Breakup.
Makeup Eater. Maybe.
Makeup Mukbang.
Would it taste? I wonder if it smells nice. I don't know.
Ah, yeah. Good question.
So then we also have the Hershey Powder Rouge Tint in two shades. There's hazelnut chocolate and almond chocolate. So these are like liquid lip cream type products, I think.
I think you can also technically use them as an eyeshadow and a cheek product. I think they're
Move meant- over. Well, who did that last week?
Oh, yeah. Nude Sticks?
Yeah, Nude Sticks. Move over, Nude Sticks. They're coming for you. And then we have the Hershey Eyeshadow Brush. So you have the original and the Cookies and Cream. And again, these are just makeup brushes. One is in a cream packaging or cream. The brush is like a cream color with specks on it, and the other one is dark brown, but they just look like basic eye brushes. Yeah. So yeah, I was surprised at how excited people were for this. I heard in our live chat that Hershey's chocolate mainly tastes like oil. So I was surprised at how many people love this. But if you're a fan,
you're a fan.
And to be fair, I would say that this is food makeup done well.
I agree.
It's not super tacky. It's just like a nice nod because the outside looks like the chocolate bar, which is great. I think they've done it really well. So
I do think Etude House, whenever they take on these sort of food related things, they do it really well. And to be fair, I think they do it much superior to anyone else that tries it.
That's probably fair. All right, this is just sort of news that we haven't seen heaps of information on, but people have started spotting new shades of the Fenty Gloss Bombs in store. So these are from their mini holiday set.
Right.
But turned into full sizes.
Okay, yeah.
So we saw Hot Chocolate and Sweet Mouth from their holiday packs. And there's one called Glass Slipper, which is a new clear gloss. So it looks like there are three new shades coming out very soon. We don't have a date, but people have started spotting them in some Sephora's. So if you really like the Fenty Gloss Bomb formula and you want some new shades, go you, good thing.
I quite like the look of Sweet Mouth swatched.
Yeah. I think it looks nicer than Diamond Milk.
So do I. Yeah. Yeah. I think I even like it over their original ones.
Yeah. That's fair.
Oh, don't hate it. From Glow Recipe, we have the Watermelon Glow Lip Pop. So this is a 3-in-1 scrub to balm.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's supposed to smooth, hydrate and tint lips in a universal pop of pink. It is made with hydrating watermelon extract, flower-derived AHA and coconut flour sugar that melts on application.
Yeah, I saw a few people were concerned about this because it being a scrub, you think, is it going to leave scrubby particles on your lips if you're not supposed to like wipe it off? It's supposed to turn into a lip balm. But it sounds like the scrubby particles sort of melt into the lips after time. So we're not too sure if this pink tint is just a colour in the lip balm or if it's a pH activated one, which seems to be all the rage at the moment. But it's implying that it might be a pH activated one where it says that it also delivers a pop of pink that's unique to your skin, meaning your lip flush will be as one of a kind as you are. So that implies it's colour adjusting and it's going to have that garish pH pink to it, which I don't know why they're doing it. But anyway, it sounds interesting otherwise. $22 US for a lip balm.
Look, this is one Glow Recipe item that I'm happy to not
invest in.
No.
Yeah.
I really like the brand, but I don't think this one's going to be.
I think it's a cool idea if it didn't have that garish pink.
Yeah.
And it wasn't $22.
Fair.
All right. Good Molecules have released a new product. This is a Clarify and Cleanse Bar. So it's actually, this is not a unique product.
No.
There's a lot of people were praising that it's a product that doesn't have a lot of packaging, which is fantastic. You can go to your local pharmacy or drugstore or anywhere you can buy sort of some basic skincare products, and a lot of brands do these. I remember Neutrogena do some.
Yeah.
They're designed for your face, but also if you have like body sort of breakouts or oily skin on your body, they're great to use. So it's not the most unique thing, but it is, it's nice to see that more of them are coming out. So it's a soap-free bar. And it's designed to clarify and remove impurities from the skin without stripping away moisture. So it's formulated with pH balanced blend of ingredients. It's got salicylic acid, tea tree oil, kaolin clay and cacao, and rosehip and grape seed oil. So once again, you've got some things in there to clarify and prevent blemishes, which is great. Tea tree oil, I'm a little bit cautious about on my face. On my body's fine, but it's supposed to, it's like antimicrobial, but it can be an irritant to the skin, so be careful with that. But the clays are supposed to balance oils and reduce redness, and then of course you've got the oils to nourish. So sounds really interesting, and it's $8, which is not a big deal. So you buy Good Molecules on Beautylish. That's their sort of like home brand skincare brand, and it does sound, yeah, I think it's interesting, so good on them.
From Indeed Labs, we have the Watermelon Melting Balm. So this, I want to eat this. It is essentially a cleansing balm.
Yes.
It's an oil-based cleanser that contains watermelon and hemp or cannabis sativa oil. And it also, so it says, as well as a mild cleansing agent to gently break down built-up dirt, makeup, and oil without stripping or irritating your skin's natural barrier, it also works to hydrate dry and dehydrated skin, promote even skin tone, and leave skin bright, glowing, and healthy. So it contains antioxidants, fatty acids, vitamins A, E, and bisabolol.
That sounds like that's what that says.
I tried. it's good for sensitive and easily inflamed skin.
And it's great because it's free from fragrances, colorants, parabens, denatured alcohol, mineral oil, phthalates, SLS, SLES, and silicones.
And it's in a tube.
Yeah, I like that because most cleansing balms come in a tub.
And I hate that.
And that's nasty. So I like the idea of this. I actually really like Indeed Labs. I think they... Yeah. Like, you know, all the products won't be for everyone, but they have some really sort of basic and effective products.
Yeah.
They've got a really good sort of ethos behind the brand. I really also like that what they do is, and a lot of brands don't do this, they bring out a product and then as technology develops, they revamp that product and they call it like a version two.
Yeah.
So they are always trying to improve the formulas as the technology gets better. They don't go, we've got a hyaluronic acid product and, you know, it was good 10 years ago. Let's keep it the way it is. They're like, no, there's better stuff out there, but we don't want people to think that this is, we've discontinued a product. We're just making it better.
Yeah, so we're working on improving versions. It.
Yeah. So I think as a brand, they're a good brand. I'll totally try this.
They do also say that this is an emulsifying
good
balm. They say add warm water and watch as it starts to gently lather.
Ooh, so interesting.
It definitely breaks down with water, which is great when it comes to getting it off your face.
Yeah, because that's the thing that I don't like about cleansing balms is that they can leave a really thick residue on your skin.
Yeah, it's like using coconut oil or Vaseline to remove your makeup.
Yeah, good if you've got really dry skin, but otherwise it's nasty.
Not nice.
Kiko Milano, they've released this. Their spring collections. This is the Tuscan Sunshine collection. So it's available now and it's got a whole bunch of stuff. So they've got a 2-in-1 brush. They've got a 3-in-1 all over stick, multi-purpose product. There you go, in three shades. There's a 3-in-1 mascara. I think mascaras do one thing. Anyway, that's fine. There's ombre blushes in three different shades. There's an exfoliating face scrub. There's a sunshine eyebrow duo in what looks like four shades. You get eyeshadow palette. This has six shades in it. And there's two color variations. There's a face palette that has four face products in it, face powders. There's the Tuscan Sunshine Gel to Water Face Cream. Mm. Sounds interesting. Holo Lip Gloss in four shades. The Luminous Foundation in seven shades. Nail polishes in four shades. Lip oil. The Perfecting Powder. It looks so interesting,
pretty, isn't it?
Super, super pretty.
I thought it was a Lancôme when I first saw it.
Yeah, it looks like a porcelain pan.
Same with the blushes.
Yeah,
And the bronzers. They've got an imprint in them rather than that sort of three dimensional.
Yeah, it's super image pretty.
And yeah.
There's
it looks high end.
Yeah, it looks high end. There's a primer mascara. There's the like you said, the radiant bronzer in two different shades. Shiny lip stylo in five shades, a cleanser. There we go. So there's a bunch of stuff. Looks super pretty. The color story is quite romantic, so it's a nice for this time of the year. It's cute. But that powder looks rad.
Yeah.
I'm curious about that powder.
I think it's a really pretty little collection.
Yeah, I agree.
Speaking of Lancôme.
Yes.
We have the After Dark collection. So this is a capsule collection that's done in collaboration with the fashion photographers Mert and Marcus. So we have it's basically a kit. It's called Eyes Cold as Ice Kit. It contains a liquid shadow, a glittery topper, lashes, mascara, and that is all. That is all. But it comes in two shades, green and blue. Then we have the Transforming Liquid Eyeshadow. So these are matte to glitter, sort of liquid eyeshadows. Comes in green, blue, purple, and gunmetal. We have a Flaming Lips Kit. This comes in 01 Red and 02 Violet. Then we have the After Dark Eyeshadow Palette. This contains 10 shades. It's probably the boldest palette I've ever seen. From Lancôme,
I agree. Because there's like blacks, there's like neon blues, purples, greens. It's really
so
interesting.
It contains pearlescent, matte, and iridescent finishes, which is interesting. Then we have the Tinte Idol Ultra Duo Stick. So this is a highlighter and blur product all in one. Comes in two shades. Then we have the lipsticks. So there's three shades. You've got 359, which is sheer, 198, which is matte, and 189, which is matte. But they're all red.
Yeah, there's like a cool tone red, what looks like a brighter red, and a berry.
Dark.
Yeah, super dark. If it's sheer, it might be more muted, but we don't know. Yeah, this collection's, I think, interesting. I think it's a completely different direction for Lancôme, and I kind of like it.
Yeah.
My only concern, like, that blurple colour in that eyeshadow palette, I'm like, I want to swatch you and, like, rub you all over my arms.
Yeah.
I'm just, once again, I'm very hesitant with punchy colours from these traditionally sort of, like, department store brands. I don't know. Maybe they will impress.
Maybe they will. And look, I always hope that they will. But historically for me, and I have been purchasing Lancôme for years, they're not amazing with their pigmentation. And that's fine when you're doing like really wearable office colours. But when you're doing blurple and red and like vibrant like forest green or bright green, like it's go big or go home for me.
Yeah,
essentially.
And like, I hope they do it well. One thing I do like about this palette, like the color story isn't really for me, but at least it's not a palette with a pop of blue.
It's not a
blue palette with a pop of black. Like it's you know, it's got its own color, like rich sort of dark smoky color story. So I think it's an interesting direction. And I think it's a cool sort of, like they've gone paired with photographers who are like, this is probably really punchy on camera. I want to take photos of it. Again, I just don't know how this is going to translate in real life. Mm. But if you're, yeah, wanting to try Lancôme colours, let us know how it goes.
Yeah, I think it's refreshing from the brand.
Yeah.
So I hope it's amazing.
All right, we've got a sort of hint, a big hint, at a collection coming from MAC. It's very cute. Forgive us if we're not super familiar with this. And I would presume this is probably going to be an Asian exclusive release.
It looks like it's a Korean.
Yeah, so it is a collaboration with Kakao Friends, which seems to be a cartoon based on emoticons, I think.
Mm.
So not super familiar with it. I think the packaging looks super cute, and if you do like these, I would buy the crap out of them. So it's a yellow tube, like a lemon yellow tube, with each has a character on it. This looks like it's starting to launch next month. There's going to be pop-up stores at different dates. But I also have heard that a lot of these colors are just permanent shades.
Repackaged. Yeah.
It's in Korean, so I can't confirm that, and I can't translate it because it's an image. But I have, I've heard that these are just permanent shades with cute packaging, which these are going to sell no matter what. They're goddamn adorable, but we're lacking information.
Yes.
From
Makeup Revolution, we have some new mascaras. So they originally had the Mascara Revolution, and apparently people loved it, so they brought out 5 new ones.
I love it how they're just not, they're like, we're not going to release just one more.
No.
We're going to add in 5 more because we're Makeup Revolution and that's how we operate.
Correct. So these are £6, €5.99, $7. We have the Big Lash and the Big Lash Waterproof. Then there is the Wispy Lash, the Curl Elevation, and the Stretch It Out mascaras.
Which just all seem to have different style Wands. Brushes. Yeah. So there you go. All right, Maybelline, they've launched their new Cheek Heat Gel Cream Blush. So this is a soft buildable colour for a glow that's all natural. What does that mean? I don't know. It's a gel cream formula. It's lightweight, breathable for a silky application. So it's a water-infused colour pigment. I like this idea. I think this is sort of fresh, and this is where I think blushes are going to go. So it's nice. I think this is probably more inspired by the K-beauty sort of industry.
Maybelline have been trying to go there for a long time.
Yes. Yeah, and we've got another thing that we'll be talking about which enforces that belief.
Mm-hmm.
But it comes in 6 shades, and you've got a nice variety. There's a rose, there's a pink, nude, fuchsia, coral, and berry. And they're available now globally. Right, speaking of Maybelline trying to tap into the Asian market, we have seen a Lunar New Year collection, and this is Mickey Mouse.
Mm.
I suppose it's Mouse, Rat, Year of the Rat, I get it. But Mickey Mouse, we saw so much Mickey Mouse over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
I give zero shits about it.
With the 50th anniversary.
Was it like 40? Yeah, maybe. Whatever it was.
I don't know.
Whatever, it's too much Mickey Mouse. It was Minnie Mouse last year.
Yeah, whatever. Know. And they'll do it again this year.
Yeah.
Anything, any fucking excuse.
Well, here we have one.
Yeah.
So we don't have a list of all the products, but so we definitely have a red lipstick, and it's got Mickey Mouse design on the bullet. It looks like there could be a little eyeshadow palette, a liquid liner, and maybe a cushion foundation or cushion product of some description. This is now available in Asian countries. It's Asian exclusive. So, yes, I believe they're heading into that market big time.
Yeah. We have 2 new palettes from Pinky Rose Cosmetics. So these are 11 pan eyeshadow palettes. They're calling them game changing. We've got Luscious Plum and Sunflower. So Sunflower is the more sort of browny, grungy with a pop of teal and purple. And the Luscious Plum is the one that's more purple with a pop of red and pink.
Yeah, definitely. So these are $22 each, and they've already launched. I think the colour stories are quite nice if you're into those colour stories. I quite like the Sunflower one. The large transition pan, I don't know, just something about it. Just
I don't know why they feel that's necessary, but...
Yeah, like I like the colours of them. They've chosen the correct transition colours, I believe, for the palette. It just makes it look a little bit cheap.
Makes it look like it's meant to be a cheap product.
Yeah, it does. There's something about it that makes it look a bit Makeup Revolution-ish.
Sleek Makeup are bringing us the roller brow thing.
Brow. Interesting.
Yes. So they're calling it the Nano Brow Disc. So essentially this is like MAC's Roller Wheel Eyeliner. We did see them from a couple of other brands, but it's for your brow.
Yeah. They've also launched the Microfine Brow Pencil as well to go along with that. So they've just padding out their brow collection.
Excellent.
All right, Smashbox. They're releasing a collaboration with Birds of Prey. So it's a new movie, I believe. So it's got artwork inspired by Harley Quinn, Huntress, and Black Canary from the movie Birds of Prey. The thing that's frustrating about this is it's got the characters on each lipstick, but it's just the box. The actual packaging of the lipstick is just black. So if you want to have this for the collector's sake, sorry. But it does look like it's a nice formula. So they're rich, long-wearing lipsticks that glide on like a cream and set to a velvety matte without drying. They're transfer resistant, waterproof, won't cake, fade, flake, bleed, smudge, or feather for 12 hours, which sounds almost impossible. So they're the always-on cream to matte lipsticks. And the shades are Stepping Out is the one for Black Canary. Boss is the one for Harley Quinn, and Hoops On is the one for Huntress. So these are $24 each. They're available now at Smashbox and Macy's. A few people pointed out that Boss shade was created for Lily Singh.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But she created it in a liquid lipstick formula. So they've turned it into the bullet one for this. So there are some nice shades. We've got a really nice sort of cool toned nude, which I like. There's a berry and there's also the bright red. So, you know, pretty standard shades.
Too Faced have, they've got something coming. It's the Born This Way highlighting palette and it comes in four shades. So this consists of three highlighting pans. There is a glow, a soft focus, and a dazzle.
Yeah.
So three different types of highlighters.
In the same sort of colour story. So they do have, like you said, four shades, which, cool. Good story, bro. But, yeah, they just have different intensities of the highlighter. I feel like maybe the soft focus is going to be more of an ambient lighting powder from Hourglass. And then you have one that's sort of more your traditional smoother highlighter and one that looks kind of blinding. So it's an interesting concept. I kind of like this and I like the sort of colours they've chosen.
I think it's fucking better than light, medium, deep in one palette.
Yes, thank you. I totally agree. And this is what I've been asking for with blushes and stuff.
Yeah.
Is like even highlighter palettes, you don't want six pans of highlighters when one is a white, one is a bronze, and then you can only use like one or two out of them. At least these are three different formulas in the same color story. So if you buy it, you can use them all. I think that's a great idea. I do think the shape, like some people are saying the shape looks really luxe. I think it looks kind of, I don't know, something about it looks a little bit tacky to me. It looks like a football. Yeah. I would definitely swatch these and give them a crack.
Yeah.
They're not like, I don't think they look amazing, but I'm curious.
I'm just trying to think back to Too Faced highlighters that were like, top end that I really fucking like was down for.
Can't think of any.
And to be honest, I don't think there's any. So I'm not sure if they're really going to like suck me in.
That's true. But have they really, besides those diamondy ones that came out recently, has that been a thing that they've mastered? I don't think it has.
I don't think they have.
Bronzers, they've done some really top-notch bronzers.
Yeah, I trust their bronzers.
Yeah, their peach blush is gorgeous.
Yeah.
So they have done some good face color products. But I'm with you on the fact I don't think I've tried a great highlighter from them.
Too Faced,
but I would like to.
Yeah, I'm open to it.
So, you know,
we'll see.
All right, some quick Aussie SPF news, which we think is very important because it's summer and it's hot, so keep protected. The brand Ultraviolet or Ultraviolet, not sure which one it is. They recently had their first birthday, go you good thing. So they're pretty much like a niche SPF range in Australia, and they're really nice products. They've just released, or a couple of weeks ago, they released an Extreme Screen Hydrating Body and Hand SPF 50 plus.
Mm-hmm.
This is $35 Australian, and you can get it in 150ml for that price, or a 30ml, so sort of a mini, for $15. So this has 4-hour water resistance, which is cool. And I really like that it's a hand one as well. I think that's totally cool.
Yeah.
But we
so it's not super greasy on the hands.
Yeah, because often, like, whenever I'm driving in my car, I'm always like, I'm getting aging hands doing this, but you can totally put sunscreen on your hands. Or if you're doing gel.
Oh, yeah, gel polish.
And if you're worried about, like, damage, you can do it. So, yeah, normally we don't talk about sunscreen too much, but this is a really cool sunscreen brand. We've been using their face sunscreens for a while and thought that this body one was quite interesting. And it says it's supposed to have juicy moisturization that quenches the skin for up to 72 hours.
Without being greasy or sticky, and leaves the teeniest amount of glow, apparently.
I'll take it.
So there we go. Look, I wear a lot of body sunscreen, to the point where quite often I will have what appears to be sweat marks on my clothing. It's not. It's grease from sunscreen. So if anyone can judge a good non-greasy sunscreen,
it's Hayley.
It's me, because I actually put on the amount that you're recommended to apply. And it's a lot.
And there has been times where she'll be wearing a singlet or something, and it looks like she's just got these dark patches here from the sunscreen. And I'm like, you can see it on camera. And I said to Hayley, I'm like, just squidge it there and just make the whole thing dark. And that's what she has to do. So
she is actually not lying.
It's not like, lying. This that actually happened life. The other day. Yeah. So yeah, we're interested.
We are.
Intrigued. All right, last thing, and this is just really quick. Visart, they're going to be adding to their Petite Pro range. So the founder of Visart said that, I'm adding to the collection, one per season. Why? Because 130,000 people asked. So there's a photo of some of their palettes they released last year. So we've got the Soleil and the Apricotine. But it looks like each season they'll be bringing out more, which I'm down for.
Yeah.
They're beautiful little mini palettes.
I love them. Itty bitty. It's all you need.
I'm down for it.
8 shades in a palette that's literally this big.
With little pans. It's enough. It's enough, mate. And if you bring out a new sort of colour story each season, even if you were on like a low buy, you could be like, if I love the formula,
get
one per season, and that will keep you going.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's enough for me. I like it. Mm-hmm. They've already got my attention. I'm ready. The time has come to dedicate this episode to a Beauty News VIP, and this week's VIP is Mrs. V. It rhymes.
Yes, and I hope that Mr. V treats you very well.
Good.
Yes.
So he bloody well should.
He should.
Treat everyone the way you wish to be treated.
Yes.
Yes.
And your wife even better.
Absolutely. Happy wife, happy life. Don't you fucking forget it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm choosing the emojis, and I think I chose very appropriately. Cherries, chocolate, and watermelon.
Perfect. That's pretty much sums up this episode, I reckon.
Absolutely.
And it sounds like a good party.
It's what we're going to fucking title it too. Yes. Easy.
Easy peasy. Pineapples, no. Watermelon squeezy.
That's it.
The different fruits, your potatoes.
All right, guys, we hope you enjoyed this episode of Beauty News. If you did, give it a thumbs up, and you should share it with your friends.
Why not?
Makeup-loving friends.
Sharing is caring.
It is. All right, guys, we will see you in the next one.
See ya.
Bye.